right, Cole. What are you doing this time?
Well, Gary, we're here in what I think is my 12th lab on my estate. Mm-hmm. That's right. Every time it's been a new one.
Yeah, you love lab.
Yep, I love lab. And this one happens to be full of Labrador Retrievers. Oh, boys, oh, we're doing science. No. So I have here...
that one stayed. He's a Labrador Deceiver.
I have here a small piece of amber, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
And I borrowed from my friend Steven. I can't tell you his last name, but his name, first name is Steven. I borrowed from Mr. Spielberg this machine, which will... take whatever is contained with this and run it through a rapid evolution process to revive it and bring it back here. We're going to see what this tells us about what we're going to play.
I guarantee we've done this before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fuck me, Ben.
No, it's okay. Like, it's like it's very hard to stop, you know, not to repeat them.
Yeah.
But I just know we've done something in amber.
Yep. Gary, guess what? We're also within a bit here. Because this is a lab that is meant to repeat a previously done sketch. Okay,
well, we've been whatever that time travel movie is.
Yeah, we've been inceptioned.
Yeah, we've been primered.
Yeah. So now we're one level higher.
Okay.
And the previous one was actually inside of this dice, and we're gonna roll it.
Okay.
We're gonna see how this affects one level higher. Okay.
It's my totem. Yes.
Yeah. So here we go. We're gonna roll it. Oh no, it's rolling still. Oh, it's rolling.
That sounds so. Okay. Rolling.
It's picked up. Okay, we're going to follow this.
Pick it up.
Oh boy, one level higher. They're going to be really upset about this. Hey, Gary, when do you think this machine is going to pull back some kind of randomization?
You know, I don't know. This point, I'm mildly confused. I feel like the randomization machine, hold on a second. Oh, fuck, man. Ow. You got to get your screen door shut in here. Oh my god,
wait for the wait, what?
Look at this this pattern of entrails and twisted paperclip that was a bug that I slapped on my neck.
Ugh.
It looks like it spells something.
Wait, it spells one level higher.
It
spells... Hey, Gary, guess what I got from Amazon today? It's Mr. Mosquito.
Oh hey, if let's say we were starting this podcast over from the beginning.
Oh, we would certainly not do that to ourselves.
Well, I think we would keep track of randomizations. It's like an easy thing to make our life easier it didn't occur to either of us to do. You know, and it's okay. It's just, yeah. I was just like thinking like, man, it'd be good.
Yeah.
It would be good. I'm Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
And this is Out of Suffering, the show where we play bad games so you don't have to.
Yeah. And this week we are playing a game called Mr. Mosquito, a game that is part of, I think, this, I don't know, like not quite golden age, but like I really associate it with early PS2 and late PS1. Fuck it. We're just going to do some weird stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I cannot wait for a series of tweets about how this is not a bad game.
Oh man. See, because I can't really tell myself if they're good or bad. Also it's kind of funny that people recommend and put stuff into the box that is not exactly bad, but just interesting and slight.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's looking forward to that. I don't think this is bad.
No.
I think this is
interesting and slight.
Yeah, it is interesting and slight. I only knew about this from reputation. I never played it. I was just kind of familiar with it. I had no idea. Like, I kind of, the fact that it leans into its weirdness made me like it a little less than I thought I would.
Hmm.
Like, I was hoping it was just going to be kind of more earnest as opposed to being kind of on its sleeve, ironic and weird.
Right. It's a phrase that we just, I mean, I won't put it in your mouth. I kind of dislike the word try hard, or the phrase,
yeah.
But it seems to apply here. Like every single bit about this seems to be leaning into a self-awareness that is a little bit less endearing than if they just played it straight.
Yeah, then just like, let's make a game about a fun mosquito where you do this and just let the weirdness be in the concept.
Right. And so this makes it, you know, I was thinking, okay, like this is a kind of a singularly weird era in games that is probably best emulated in the modern indie scene, right? You know, it just, they don't take a lot of budget. But then I stopped and thought, oh, the modern equivalent of Mr. Mosquito is Goat Simulator.
Yeah, it would be like a streaming, you know, a stream screamer,
right,
kind of game. You know, because it has become that. Like, you can tell, I can always tell when a game has become this kind of cult favorite thing when you go on GameFAQs to look it up and it's like, hey, Game Grumps represent, you know, and say, okay, the Game Grumps did it.
Yeah. This has been mined.
Yes. There is something to this, I think, as, you know, a good idea that would be better than Goat Simulator.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it is a little bit more weird and cool and not cute, but like a little bit more personality than Goat Simulator has.
Yeah, like this is surreal in a way that like early PS2 survival horror games are to me.
Yeah. I just wish it didn't have that voiceover. Like, it is just that voiceover being like, it is so weird. You are a mosquito. Can you imagine we're doing this? You know, it just feels
summer drives people crazy. And that makes them commit terrible acts.
It reminds me of God, I lost it. There's another game that does something very similar to. I was gonna say, and this is a weird pull, but like, we got WarioWare on the brain. The Wii WarioWare never worked for me because of this stuff. Like, it, like, just having that voice, like calm voice that like tells you how to hold the controller every single time.
Mm-hmm.
That joke got really old to me and just felt like not very WarioWare to me.
Mm.
Eventually,
yeah.
And like, I would love it. Like, I want a WarioWare level of weirdness.
Mm-hmm.
On this, it doesn't quite get there. It's more like, yeah, I don't know. It's a little bit. There is some effort involved.
Yeah.
It is still neat. I would love to see this. You know, a goat simulator version of this would mean it would control like a game.
Yeah.
Which I would like.
So this is for people who don't know what this is. You play as this kind of robotic mosquito type thing. Trying to extract blood from this family that is kind of going insane because apparently a mosquito bite is the worst possible thing that can happen to you, which in some regions of the world, yes, it is.
I don't make
light of that. No, but it's like a flight simulator, and you're flying around the house of this Japanese family and doing things in the environment to make them expose their weak points so you can draw their blood and avoid being swatted.
Yeah. And you fill up your tanks, and that's what you have to do. And then eventually when they notice you, they will get up and fight you, and you have to sting their pressure points to relax them.
Yes.
Which I think is kind of cute. They're called boss battles.
Yeah. It's a little unsettling that the first of those is a teenage girl and her pressure point is right above her groin.
Yeah. And the unsettling part is the message board with people who are lusting after this character from Mr. Mosquito.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, so there's probably some Mr. Mosquito, you know, legitimate like masturbation fantasies that come from being Mr. Mosquito.
Incognito window.
Yeah. And Mr. Mosquito window. There were two windows.
Hello.
Hello. And then like, so the idea, and the other part of the game is you just like go on these parts where you're supposed to suck the blood. And then you kind of just have to, it's like a mini game. Like, you manage the amount of pressure you put on. Cause if you suck too much blood too quickly, they notice. So you have to keep them, you know, from noticing.
Yeah.
But as far as I can tell, there's not really a time limit on it. So like, you can take it pretty slow.
Yeah. What you're doing, each stage lets you unlock a different color for your Mr. Mosquito character. And that has to like, that is, I think, determined by like clearing it under a certain amount of time.
Yeah. Well, so it's clearing under a certain amount of time, never letting it, I think I read about this, like what actually lets you choose your, get new skins. I think it's not, setting them off. And I think it's also getting the extra little tanks. They're like little extra blood tanks you can get.
Yeah.
In there. The actual character of Mr. Mosquito, I find pretty ugly.
Yeah, he's kind of an agglomeration of primitive solids is what it looks like. He's a bunch of spheres that are kind of like intersecting each other.
real cell phone mascot of you. Like real, like very, very, very Qualcomm. Like,
wait a minute, here comes Mr. Mosquito. How can you tell? Oh, I hear the Venga bus. Oh,
yeah, the Venga bus has brought an array of Mr.'s Mosquito.
Yep, and that old Mr. that Six Flags guy.
Yeah, the weird old the Six Flags death golem. You know.
Mr. Mosquito, it took me a while to figure out that he is a robot, which is there's a certain level of sinisterness to that, because we're probably not that far away from, you know, microscopic unmanned drones, nanomachines and stuff.
We started in my tabletop group, we started playing a Shadowrun campaign, and like we, you know, I had the realization of like how lousy the sky would be with drones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there, and it's like I'm glad that I will die before the air is 70% drones, which will definitely happen as the government and you know, corporations just have people to flying around taking my picture on a near constant rate.
Yep.
Basis. So yeah, fuck that.
Yep.
The shoots down an Amazon drone as a hero.
the world got a little bit darker today because somebody needed a cell phone charger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. The person who shoots one of those down is either a hero or they need copper quick.
Yeah. They're crafting. I bought a little quadcopter drone.
Oh yeah, me too.
Mostly to fight the
you're part of the resistance now, not the hashtag resistance, but the real one.
No, I attached a tiny little spear to it, so I can ram into other drones.
It's the equivalent of like a worker bee. Like you only get one sting, so you have to make it count.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'll use it to kill these Amazon fucks.
Yeah, no, that's I got my dad a quadcopter drone for Christmas. Alexa, stop. Okay. she knows. Also, my mom has taken to calling Alexa my girlfriend.
That's very funny. All of this stuff, you know, Cole. It's taken a lot of like restraint not to make fun of you for Alexa stuff, because it's like I know that, you know, I get it. Yeah. And I know, you know, I know any of the traits that I attribute with that kind of thing, but the fact that your mom does that really, like,
it's pretty funny.
I think it's very funny, like all of the stuff with you and your Alexa I think is very funny in a way that is semi like you're in on the joke and then semi not.
Well, I have them, but I also have them. Yeah.
You have them, but you have them.
Yeah, you know, it's funny that I have them, but also I have them.
Yeah, but you actually, you know, you participate in the thing that is funny.
Right, I turn my lights on and off with them. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's fine. It's my skin isn't that thin. It's pretty thin, but it's not that thin. It's pretty funny that she calls her my girlfriend.
That's very funny.
I forget what I was even saying. Quadcopter drones. Got one for my dad for Christmas, selfishly kind of as a pilot program to figure out if I wanted one for myself, because I know that he likes toy helicopters. He's gotten those in the past, so I got him a nice quadcopter drone. I'm like, and then like the next day I went and bought myself one.
I've only flown it around a couple times. I still haven't gotten good at it, but because it's been so hot here that I haven't wanted to do, and it's too big to have inside.
The
one that I got. Mm-hmm. But they are fun. Like, it is fun to fly a little thing around.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm into having it. And I'm into, again, having my own little piece of the resistance.
Of course. Yeah. Good going after it. But I've got to say though, I am probably participating in making the world worse because I have used a grocery delivery service, specifically through Amazon.
Did it send a thing through a drone?
No, a person came to my house and I tipped them like a human. I had a coupon and I wanted to see how it worked. Turns out it works well.
Yeah, of course it does. Like everything, you know, Amazon, for as evil as they are, duckfeed.tv/tipjar, it all works. Like, it is a good, you know, it's good. It's convenient. It's undeniably like a better service and product. It just, whether you want to care about more than how efficient something is.
Right. You
know?
Yeah.
The argument for those things is always just like, all you should care about is, you know, how good they do business. It's like, well,
no, not really.
You know, like, you know, being a mindful consumer means more than that, you know?
Yeah.
You know, so I order stuff from there with some frequency. Like, I had the experience, and I live in a major city. I had the experience of like going to a specialty store and not being able to find something and having to, you know, I put in my effort. I went to two places.
Oh, wow.
I went to Powell's first. I was looking for a game. a tabletop game. Mm-hmm. Went to Paul's first because they have a pretty big selection. They didn't have it. And then I went to Guardian Games and they didn't have it.
Mm.
And I was like, well, fuck, you know, like, I'll just have for $10 cheaper. I'll have this sent to my house tomorrow. Like,
yeah,
you know, it's too hard to economically resist, even though I think there are ethical problems with
that. Yeah, there are externalities, as they will say in economics. Yeah.
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 For sure.
Yeah. I don't know. Those raspberries got here pretty quick and they were pretty good.
Yeah.
So was the cheese. Milk was fine.
It's just not good. The raspberries and cheese were good. The milk was just fine.
Well, the milk expired too soon. Like if I was going to a store, I would actually grab the one that was going to expire the furthest away, the longest. This one, it wasn't like special or artisanal milk that would actually, you know, like,
artisanal
milk? Yeah, artisanal. There's a reason why it would expire sooner.
Are you doing a bit at this point? Or?
Yeah, I'm doing a bit. Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. I think Jeremy on a Days of Future cast kept saying continuity instead of continuity or something like that. I heard him do it on the show and I forgot to give him the courtesy correct.
Right. You know, right. I forgot to pull him aside.
Joke about that. Yeah. I just forgot to pull him aside.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's hard because, you know, you want to be subtle about that. You don't want to make the person feel bad. I get that. This is the second one of these episodes I've talked about in a row, but my stepdad really loves superhero movies. Mm. Right. You know, big fan.
Guardians of the Galaxy, which stars Sylvester Stallone.
Yep. Exquisite Suffering from 3 weeks ago. No. He's real into him. He loves in addition to his movie room with all the Sylvester Stallone posters, his office has just a shitload of Superman stuff. And he's taken to calling movies that deal with the way superheroes get their powers origin stories.
I went
and saw that Spider-Man Homecoming, like it was strange, it wasn't an origin story. I know what you mean, so I'm not going to be a dick about this because language is about communication, but I'm going to try and nudge you. About 5 minutes later I will throw in and say origin stories are kind of bumming me out.
You have to be subtle about it, because I mean the idea is I don't think less of you for this. Like I don't care how Jeremy pronounces this. I don't care how you pronounce artisanal. You want to get to them before somebody who does care
right
runs into them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you're having a big, like, you made a three bean salad for the boss. The boss is coming over and you bought some real special beans. I want to make sure that you get to the point, you know, so the boss doesn't call you. Or like, I don't know what's the situation Jeremy would be saying continuity and where that would happen. But yeah, it is. It's not a big deal to not know how to pronounce things.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, one of those things. But yeah, I'm not the milk wasn't especially good. Like it tasted real good on my cereal.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of milk.
Yeah.
You know, like I feel like I can conceive of the idea of there being like a good milk. But I haven't really been there.
Yeah. A good milk is not the same as like a good egg.
No, a good egg or a good butter.
Yeah.
Like fancy butter is extremely good.
Yeah.
Fancy cheese is obviously good. But like milk, it just kind of like this feels like milk to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
there are people at work who swear by unpasteurized milk and unpasteurized eggs. I think it's kind of related to their hardcore Christianity. Their kind of quiverfulness and not wanting the government to get them down. But there is a definite like unpasteurized black market that happens at my place of employment.
I know a place that lets you suck from the teat.
What? The tit?
The teat.
Ooh.
Not the tit. I know a place that lets you touch the tit. I know a place that'll give you 5 minutes with a heifer to suck whatever you want.
Artisanal tit. But that'd be so filthy. Like they lay down in their shit.
Yeah, I know, but it's natural. It's more pure. The government doesn't get to it, so you just get to suck the thick milk out of this flesh tube.
Yeah, out of the shitty flesh tube.
Shit covered flesh tube. It's full of blood and scabs.
Yeah,
but it's natural blood and scabs, and that's how you can tell it's good.
Yeah,
good enough for if it's good enough for a calf, it's good enough for me.
Oh man, I cut fluoride out of my diet years ago, and these dentures, they sound just the same as my regular teeth.
Yeah, there we go. You know, man, dentistry.
But Mr. Mosquito has this reputation And you're playing it like it's a little fiddly to control. You had some problems with actually getting this to run.
Right? To work. Just like, yeah, my Xbox controller died, so I was trying to get my PS4 controller to work with the emulator, and it didn't work very well.
Yeah.
So the game didn't run very well, and it wasn't accepting a lot of my input. So I barely got a chance to play it, and then ended up watching a bunch of it on YouTube.
It's neat if you end up getting a working 360 or, you know, whatever. If you end up being able to use a PS2 emulator again. Try it out, because at the very least, it is impressive from a scale perspective in a weird way.
Yeah, like Shadow Colossus-esque boss fights.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, you're not like climbing up. There's like, you know, it's not quite the sense of like gravity and weight that you get in a Shadow of the Colossus, but like, I don't know, like the relative scales going on, you're seeing a lot of stuff and you're fighting against a gigantic enemy and trying to maneuver in this, you know, kind of fun way. In a way that flight simulators, especially these kind of arcadey ones, are fun.
Yeah. I was definitely like into what it was putting down for what little I got to play of it. Mm-hmm. And it has, a reputation for being that kind of game.
Yeah.
Like a secret, bad, good game.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. I just don't think there's enough there. Like I played like the first three levels or so. In the half hour that we had, I think that it's really geared around making good times. And yeah. what I play this thing for is novelty, right? And I understand there's only so many like combinations of animations that you can do in weak spots and things. I just wanted more variance.
Yeah. Yeah. It reminds me when you talk about that anything goes kind of period. It's a little bit like Katamari.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
specifically the Japanese household kind of stuff too.
Yeah, the kind of, you know, householdness and just kind of the very, very kind of basic gameplay. It's like a less successful Katamari to mm-hmm. me, it feels like.
Yeah, I have all the goodwill that I think is going to it, though. Like that trying too hardness, you know, I cracked a smile when I booted this up and it gave me the warning saying, hey, this game contains explicit scenes of itchiness.
Yeah, in the Resident Evil.
Yeah, font,
like the you know, that there's explicitly a Resident Evil
right
thing.
Like, they knew what they were doing, and like the next warning was, hey, if you're gonna play this, if you're gonna use bug repellent, you know, don't just read the instructions, follow them. Okay, yeah, that's a joke.
I'll take it.
So
I'm into that as well. It just like wasn't strong enough to keep my interest for very long, and I you know couldn't run it. But even if I could, it's like, well, I think people have talked about doing a WAF on these, and I think that's would like we could. You know, WAF 2.0 like could do it. WAF 1.0 probably couldn't.
No,
because it is so slight. But I wouldn't rule it out. Like it is cute and good.
I would be curious because I see that they developed a Mr. Mosquito 2. Like there is a sequel, and the people on the GameBax boards were really intent on like getting a hold of it. I would be curious if they actually like expounded upon this in any way.
Yeah, or they could also ruin it too. Like I could imagine, you know, the wrong kind of complexity added to this would fuck it up pretty bad.
Yeah. But yeah, like this just feels like a Katamari or like another perennial favorite suggestion, which is, I'll go Cubivore.
Oh, sure. Cubivore, TV Robo.
Yeah.
Like, you know, those kind of games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I have no particular antipathy toward, but I never played any of them. So it's hard to, you know, the games that we have played, have experience with, or know by reputation get primacy, right?
Yeah. I Allison talked about backing us at a level to get us to do TV Robo before. Mm-hmm. And I've played TV Robo and it is fun.
Yeah.
Like that is a fun game. I think it overstays its welcome like a little bit, but not terribly. Like it is fun pretty consistently.
Yeah.
So I would be down for that. When you were Googling around this, did you find that there were two pest control companies called Mr. Mosquito?
No, I did not.
There are two. There's Mr. Mosquito. There's Mr. Mosquito Pest Control and Mr. Mosquito Control that still shows up at mrmr.biz.
Isn't Mr. like an electronic artist from Germany?
Oh, not an electronic artist. It's like a 80s kind of soft, like epic. You know, I guess it's kind of electronic, but like epic rock.
Oh, so it's like it is like a Euro Meatloaf kind of thing.
Yeah, Euro Meatloaf is a really good way to put Mr.
Yeah. Mr. Mosquito. Yeah, this is
Mr. Mosquito. I was hoping there would be something really good here. I was looking for like forums or something. And sadly, you can log in to MrMosquito.com. There's a members login, but doesn't say what it's for. So presumably it is just for paying your bill.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably like some kind of customer portal. Automated misting systems. Oh, these are for your pool. Okay. Yeah, you put these up in order to so you don't have to like light tiki torches because the Nazis ruined them. It missed them. Last year I went on a vacation to Shinkatig Island.
Okay.
Which is, guys, I'm thinking about my stepdad a lot tonight, I guess. No, it's where my stepdad's from. It's an island on the Virginia coast. I went there with my family. And it was remarkable that there were no mosquitoes out. Like I took a bunch of bug spray because, as a fair skinned redheaded person, for some reason, mosquito bites tend to get me more. There are no bugs there. And that is because 24/7, they just have trucks that ride around the entire island, just blasting out mosquito spray.
Wow.
And you look at that and you think, okay, like that is a definite quality of life, gain for the people of this place, especially in the summer. That's got to have some consequences, right?
Yeah, 24-hour spray. Like, no matter what you're spraying.
Yeah, I was definitely, like, walking back from the Shinkatig Carnival and saw, like, I was just, like, in the wake. I had to duck into an alley so I wouldn't be walking in the wake of one of these spray trucks.
Can I'm not trying to start a diversion. Can I just mention something funny that happened real quick?
Hey, man, whatever it goes.
Has to do with the word spray.
Okay.
I was playing co-op StarCraft 2 with my friend Derek.
Okay.
And I had one of my units had an option for spray, and I didn't think of it in terms of like, because of the type of game it was, I wasn't thinking of spray like Team Fortress 2 spray. So I finally did it. And what happens is I was playing as the Zerg. One of your little larvae guys walked over to Derek's base, and then I hit spray, and he just like shits out this mist that says GG. He like writes it in butt spray on the ground. And then just walked back to my base. It was very funny. it's really gross and good. Yeah.
I thought it was going to be spray like in the Starship Troopers kind of sense. Like, oh, if you're playing as the Terran, that would be a way to, you know.
That's what I thought too. Yeah. But yeah, I do have to say one thing about the Mr. Mosquito Pest Control Company is that their Facebook group, I went to that, and they've posted this link from Big Wayne, BigWayneRBarbecue.com, who's this guy who is a barbecue enthusiast. This is Big Wayne. Oh, Big Wayner. It's not Big Wayne R. Sorry. Big Wayner's barbecue blog, thoughts, musings, and tidbits from the world of BBQ, where he's reviewed this sauce called Nephew's BBQ sauce. That's cherry pulte. I need you to look at the logo for Nephew's barbecue sauce. And look at this little shit.
Can you drop that in Slack?
Oh yeah, I guess I did just say that like you're gonna follow that trail. I should not have assumed. Let me put that in Slack.
I just did a Google for Nephew's barbecue sauce. Oh boy, this is a clip art hooligan.
Yeah, this is a little like, here, eat my sauce. Yeah. You know, he's really gross, and this guy really likes this sauce.
He really does.
And this website is very this certainly is Big Wayner's barbecue blog.
Oh, what's a Wayner?
I don't know, but about 4 pounds.
How many Wayners can dance on that of a pin?
I do not know.
Yeah.
Fucking Wayner, boy, man.
So the Nephew's Barbecue Sauce and Rub Company at Nephew's Barbecue on Facebook.
Nephew's Barbecue Sauce and Rub Company.
I'm going to rub your nephew. You know, sometimes your nephew gets sore, okay?
Nephew
they get
rubs.
Sore and tense.
Man, referring to your dick as the nephew is galaxy brain. Like, just like, yeah, I got to take the nephew out for a spin. Yeah,
like, oh, no.
Shitty brothers, okay. Kid, I don't care about it.
So regular brain, my penis, slightly glowing brain, like little me.
Yeah.
And then galaxy brain is my
the nephew. Yeah. It's my shitty sister's kid. I got downstairs.
Oh man, I give them so much money and he walks around in all these shitty clothes.
Yeah, I he won't get his haircut. I gotta go buy some Capri Sun for my shitty sister's kid. And so we know what you mean. I can read between the lines. Yep.
Oh hey, June 6th, 2016. Here is an entry. Says hug a firefighter and thank them for what they do. Hashtag firefighters. Hashtag thank you. Hashtag
hug.
Go to bank. Hashtag sauced life. Let's click on sauced life and see what else is there. Wow, Facebook is usually such a closed box. So here's some people standing on a porch, looking kind of sassy. Here's somebody wearing a barbecue t-shirt and some very short shorts. Yeah. Huh. No, but this was posted last year, nowhere around the the anniversary of 9/11, which is when we're recording this.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. We should have opened with the opening ceremonies.
Wait a minute. Yeah, we definitely should have opened with this. May 28th of this year, again, nowhere near the anniversary of the most deadly attack on American soil. Saying, enjoy this weekend with your families. Have fun. Be safe. And please join in remembering us Memorial Day. But it says, may we never forget freedom isn't free. Never forget's kind of like that branding and the American flag never, is kind of associated. Yeah.
The 9/11 has a real monopoly on the American flag.
They straight up. I thought we were talking about the never forget. 9/11 definitely has a monopoly on the American flag. They straight up stole never forget from the Holocaust. And that seems kind of shitty.
Am I supposed to remember two things? Like,
what the fuck? Haven't you demanded enough of me?
I know. I had to mix recyclables and trash, and now this. There's a Big Wainer's BBQ blog drinking game.
Okay.
And here are the rules. I think if we ever do DuckCon, having an evening to retire with Big Wainer's BBQ drinking game.
Yeah.
Might be fun. It sounds like there's some kind of media we have to watch, or be doing a barbecue competition for this.
Like Smokey and the Bandit or something like that.
Something like that. So if you spot a product you know, even if the brand is covered up, you have to take a drink.
Okay.
Every time Myron Mixon swears, take a drink. Done. Take a drink every time there is trash talking. Take a drink if the trash talking is between judges. The judges finish all of his sample. For judging. If he finishes all of his sample for judging, take a drink. If an entry gets trashed by two judges, take a drink. Episodes may have their own special rules that apply only for that episode. So is this like, do I need to find this guy's YouTube channel? I'm gonna turn into a Big Wainer boy?
That is always a possibility. I think they might be referring to there is a reality show that I've watched a few episodes of when I was with my parents in a hotel that is all about barbecue contests.
Oh, BBQ Pitmasters. Is that what you're talking about?
Maybe.
Okay, that's what this seems to be related to based on a cursory search.
Right, by that name, like by Myron. Yeah, no, it's like a different food truck barbecue company kind of places. Convening.
That makes sense. A lot
of like young people, it's like, hey, I'm a teenage pitmaster. And I'm looking to ply my wares and get more money for my truck.
Myron Mixon, when you Google him, he is a pitmaster, and his website is jacksoldsouth.com, but I read it as jacksoldmouth.com. It's like he's gonna log on to Jack's Old Mouth.
It's a specialty site for enthusiasts.
Yeah, specialty sites for fans of Old Mouth. God, I love Old Mouth. Give me that old mouth.
I can't get enough Old Mouth.
I know. Old Mouth.
I was doing I was frantically control effing for these drinking game rules on their website. On one of these, it's like a top five list. It says drink Wisconsibly.
Oh. So, like, the World Series of almost portmanteaus, like,
yep. But also on their most recent Twitter post, which appears to be from oh, yesterday, okay, has actually a very delicious looking piece of marinated tri-tip with a nice char on it. I fucking love a tri-tip, man.
Yeah, this is making me want to eat barbecue pretty badly.
And it doesn't take much, so.
It's a real chicken wing situation. for me, I don't have a barbecue place in my neighborhood. I have Hawaiian barbecue, which is very good.
It's a different flavor profile. Yeah.
And there are like phenomenal barbecue places in Portland. Oh, here we go. Actually, yeah, Smokehouse Tavern. There's our guy.
Ah.
I found it.
Yeah. Well, no, like I had tri-tip like literally last Wednesday. Like, you probably shouldn't have tri-tip more than a couple times a month.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. I like tri-tip.
Yep.
I like tri-tip. I do like a smoked brisket with half lean and half fatty bits.
Just throw some in. Like if you catch them by accident, that's that is a happy coincidence, and I will not turn my nose up.
Burn ends are extremely good.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Well, you have to mix those. You have to intersperse those in the different bites, because those add something that is absolutely necessary to the experience, but a little bit goes a long way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to literally walk over to this barbecue place after we get done recording.
Oh, do it.
Like, I was just like, I haven't had barbecue in a while. Reading about this guy's old mouth has got me wanting for food. And
his old mouth has my young mouth watering.
I am a good hungry boy who is horny for food. I'm just gonna come in and slam $20 on the table and say that.
Oh man, I'm looking at Big Wiener Barbecue at Big Wiener Barbecue on Twitter. I think we found a caterer for Duck Con.
Oh man, yeah. I mean, we have to find out if Buffo's a vegetarian or not.
Yeah. I was about to make some cruel generalizations about vegetarians and buffness, which are inaccurate. So, I will own that prejudice.
Yeah. They're occasionally accurate.
Yes. Occasionally, but I'm looking at pictures of this. And yeah, big wiener. We can factor that into the price. I think we can get a vegetarian option, because we would want to get a vegetarian option for our veggie friends and attendees anyway, right?
Of course.
And we don't want to be exclusive.
And like, I like eating meat. Yeah. But I also like eating vegetables. And every once in a while, you run to those places where it's just like, it's just meat and bread. And it's like, well.
No. See, no. I like having a little bit of meat. I like having some vegetables. I think that, and let's see if this catches on. I call that a well-balanced diet.
Yeah.
Some doctors might want to take that away. Diet. But also the well-balanced. See, I'm trying to start up an organization called the Well-Balanced Diocese.
Yep.
Gary, we're so all over the place. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, it's a Mr. Mosquito. Anywho, I think it's probably about good.
I think so.
I gotta go get that BBQ. I just like plugged in my phone to charge it so I could do some of my chore things I wanted to do on my phone on my way.
Yeah,
so.
thinking about those beans. So this was suggested by our friend Davey. Mm-hmm. This was demanded, actually.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I might put something about that at the beginning. Demanded says, this is a weird game that I remember playing because my little brother was inexplicably excited about it leading up to launch. I'm still not sure why. I remember it being hard to play and having some questionable design decisions. Certainly strange enough to merit a look. By Scott, who says, only female mosquitoes suck blood, which makes this game sexist scientifically and inaccurate. Mm. Josh says, just a really weird game about a mosquito trying to harvest blood from a Japanese family. And Serg says, I guess while I'm adding bad IREM games, have Mr. Mosquito. I don't know if IREM had anything to do with this, though.
Yeah, I didn't think that was the case either.
Yeah. Maybe there is something that these share.
Yeah, I missed it.
Yeah.
But it's fine if so.
Yeah.
IREM's a weird company.
Mm-hmm.
That someday we'll hit an IREM game on a real show, I think.
Yeah,
because we'll do fucking, what is it? Didn't they do like Disaster Report?
Oh, that would be fun to do.
They did something pretty interesting. I don't know if it's they did Disaster Report, and they did Steamboat Chronicles. That was the thing I was actually thinking of.
Yeah, which is who knows how short our short list is, because we like to play that close to the best. But that has been we've been talking
it's been
about that
perpetually
for years.
On the tip of our tongues for a long time.
Yeah,
Yeah, so Irem will get their time in the sun, and that's not even counting R-Type, which is like obvious, their obvious thing.
Yep.
And R-Type games are fun. Eventually, we'll do that shooter episode, shmup 'em episode. So goodbye, hot mouth. If you like this show, thank you for supporting it. If you like it, you don't already, please support us on Patreon. Mm-hmm. Go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. Mm-hmm. There you can give us $5 a month and get a bunch of extra Abduct Sufferings. But even $2 a month gives you some fun files. $1 a month gives you, just into getting to see our updates and be able to vote.
Yeah, to vote on our WAF polls. Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of cool stuff, at no matter how much or how little you're able to give.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you're listening to this, we are going to be at the Portland Retro Games Expo on the, let's say, the 21st and 22nd of October in Portland, mm-hmm. Oregon. It is a fantastic time. If you are in the PNW, we recommend that you head on over. I'm not native to the area, but I think this is the 7th year that I've gone. Can I call it the PNW?
It can't be the 7th year that you've gone if WAF has been going on for 6 years.
I was there once before I met you. I was like vetting whether or not you were somebody I wanted to work with. So I've revealed too much. No, the 6th year.
I was like, wait a minute.
No, I was. I just misspoke. Time oh, is yeah. time no, is no, meaningless.
Okay. I was checking my own my own things. Yeah, I mean, you definitely can say, you know, you've been to the city more than most people visit a city, so you can definitely have some level of familiarity and sayness of it.
Yeah,
you can say things of it.
PNW. But I'll be there.
Or you're just asking if you can say PNW?
Yeah.
No. You don't say that shit. Nobody said that.
That was the issue.
No, I missed the beginning part of that. Like, no.
No, you can't do.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Nobody says PNW. Like, we don't use that kind of shit around here, man. yeah.
Okay. I will. Let me scribble this down here. Fuck you. Okay.
Listen, old mouth. But yes, of course, come to the show.
Yes, please do. I'll be there. Gary will be there. My brother Chris will be there from Those Damn Ross Kids. If you want to see me be socially uncomfortable for 72 hours.
And you do.
Boy, oh boy. No. And tons more stuff. Watch our social media for meetup details and things like that. We would love to meet you. Do not be shy.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Would really appreciate it. If you came out, and other than that, ratings, reviews, things like that are all very welcome. And I think until next time, who is Mouth Dog?
I was gonna say who is Blood Dog, but okay.
Blood Dog's also good.
Yeah,
I guess it'd be Flu Dog, given mosquitoes.
Yeah, who is Malaria Dog?
Yeah, who's what up, Malaria Dog? Malaria.